Analyzing data from a 5-year study, Stephanie Brown, a psychologist at the University of Michigan Ann Arbor, examined social support in elderly folks. Under scrutiny was practical support, such as help with the daily chores, as well as emotional support, such as listening to your spouse's troubles. The relative presence or absence of these things was correlated with survival rates.
Hold on, I see it coming. She found that elderly folks who get a lot of support live longer than those who don't. So we should remember to be nice to each other, right?
Wrong.
Wrong?
Well, it's good to be nice, but her study didn't find that people who received support lived any longer on average. Instead, it found that people who gave the support were living longer.
Whoa, you mean the health benefits were reaped by the caregivers more than the care receivers?
That's what her data show. Older folks in the study who were either practical help givers to neighbors and friends or emotional support givers to their spouses had as little as half the death rate of people who were the receivers of help. Receivers, on the other hand, lived on average no longer than other folks.
That is a surprise.
Of course, part of the effect may be that help givers are just stronger in the first place. But beyond this, there does seem to be something life-giving about helping other people with their lives.